everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically, myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Kelly O Show. I am insanely amped to have Jordan Syatt on the show today. If you have been following me for a while on social recently, you know why. He has made the hugest impact on my life the very last part of 2019. For the life of me, I don't remember how it was I stumbled on him. And I truly did. I stumbled on him on social. And it's funny because maybe I knew of him before. We have a lot of mutual friends. I didn't even realize until after I had been consuming some of his content and it was making a massive, massive impact on my fitness life that he was Gary Vaynerchuk's trainer. I was not putting those two things together. For those of you that know, Gary's been on the show. He's a friend of mine. He's the sole reason that I left corporate America and became an entrepreneur, founded a successful seven-figure business and several ones after that. And we actually go into this. You'll hear this come up at, you know, the second part of the show where we have all of these kind of mutual friends and folks that we know. But anyway, I don't know how I stumbled on him. All I know is I'm so grateful that I did because, and I mentioned this, I just can't say this strongly enough to you because I so believe not only will this two-part episode hopefully do for all of you that are struggling to lose weight, all of you, and this goes for guys as well, not just women, but if you've been stuck at a plateau and blaming anything like your age or hormones or, oh, I've just had a kid, or in my case, hypothyroidism, hormonal imbalance, whatever it is, and you think there's no hope, you think you're stuck forever, I guarantee you, I probably shouldn't say that because this is not me, but I can close to guarantee you if you follow his very simple but utterly profound advice, this is what we all should be following. Like, he's the best thing, one of the best things to happen to the fitness space in years. I truly believe that. And if more people would just listen to him as opposed to following all the madness, like the celery juice guy. And I just had somebody actually send me a private message today with an article about, you know, why, you know, this person's written an article about why all nut butters and nuts are bad for you and why you shouldn't be drinking almond milk and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my God, there's so many people out there putting out overly complicated things that we all start to worry about and freak out about. And it's just not that complicated. Not to say in some cases, some of us might have allergies or certain foods might be highly inflammatory to us. Sure. But you guys have been following me for a while. You know, I've been somebody who's obsessed about a lot of things that just didn't matter. And here's the deal. When I stumbled on Jordan and his podcast and his YouTube content, and I followed some of the caloric deficit advice that he put out there and applied it to my life, I was able to breeze into the holiday season. Even considering I'd missed so much working out time over most of 2019 because of chronic headaches and migraines. So I really wasn't even back to my workout groove. And yet following his advice, I was effortlessly leaning out and losing weight over the holidays while still having cookies and carbs and, you know, Thanksgiving dinner with my redneck broccoli cheese casserole and alcohol. And, you know, I'm not saying this is some weird secret trick where, you know, you see those funny commercials where they're like, put this waist trainer on and you can still drink Bud Light on the couch and do nothing and lose weight. It's not like that. I'm not saying I wasn't watching what I was eating and tracking. You'll learn what this concept is about, which is really taking things back to the sheer simplicity and the basics, but the most important basics and what I believe most of us are missing. If you're stuck in your weight loss journey, I guarantee you, I can virtually guarantee you that this is what's been missing in your life. It certainly is what's been missing in my life. And I'm walking proof. Because I have, for the first time in several years, not only lost weight, started fitting in all of my clothes, I was rocking some leopard print Spanx, feeling confident as hell over the holiday season, where a year ago, I couldn't fit in anything in my closet. That's the God's honest truth. And you'll hear me say on the show too, I haven't paid Jordan Syed a dime. I just now am joining his inner circle, which I didn't know I could join. I thought it was invite only. But all this information that we're talking about and that I'm referencing is free. He has it on his YouTube channel. He has it on his podcast. He's an extraordinarily intelligent guy, very down to earth, he's just a good person. And I know you're going to enjoy this show. I apologize for this excessively long intro, but I think the world of this guy, not only because of I'm so grateful for the information he's put out there and for him cutting through all the BS that's in the fitness space and cutting through the madness. I'm so grateful for him personally in my life. And I'm so grateful for all of you because I know if you follow what he says and apply it in your life, you'll be experiencing the, oh my God, why didn't I do this 5 years ago? Moment of happiness going from, I just want to close this intro by saying this again. A year ago in December, 2018, I was the most miserable person. I had been paying a dietitian for the better half of the year to help me with my body. I had gained weight. I didn't fit in any of my clothes and I didn't want to leave the house. And fast forward to the last part of 2019, by applying what Jordan taught and really sticking with the simple basics and nothing else, not worrying about anything else and not obsessing, I was effortlessly losing weight. I was buying all new clothes, wearing dresses, skin-tight faux leather leggings from Spanx, jeans I hadn't fit into in a year. I'm 50 years old with hypothyroidism in the middle of menopause and a whole lot of hormonal issues. And all that was happening because of this guy. And it's no magic pill, no magic protein powder, no magic anything. It's all just following his free information that's online. And this is all what we talk about in this two-part episode. So do yourself a favor. If you do nothing else, listen to this two-part episode. And I want you to share it with everybody you know who's struggling with weight loss because this can change your life. I just know it. And I'm so grateful for Jordan Syed and for everything he's putting out online. Follow him, tune into all of his information. It will change your life. Sit back and enjoy. This is a two-part interview with Jordan Syed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Kelly O Show. Today, I almost want to put a drum roll in here if I can, because you guys, I have Jordan Syed on the show. And for those of you that have been following me, you know, I am in the most appropriate way possible, obsessed with this guy. I think he is the Oprah of fitness, but he's a man and he's the best thing to happen to fitness, health, and wellness ever. I'm just going to say that, Jordan, like I'm just going to give you as much adoration and love and respect because you have changed my life. And if everybody listened to you, I really think like the entire planet could get in shape this year because you're just a gift. I honest to God have no idea how I stumbled on you because it wasn't through Gary, but you're amazing. I can't wait for my audience to get to know you. Welcome to the show.
Wow. That was the best introduction I've ever been a part of. So thank you. I really appreciate that a lot.
It's from the bottom of my heart. And one of the things that I think is the so cool about you is your sincerity. You're so down to earth. And I see it when you post stuff, like how genuinely happy you are when you help people. It really comes across. And I think that's part of the reason that you're so successful. But I just want to say it again. I've said it in the intro. For everybody listening, I kid you not, I have been a fitness fanatic for most of my adult life, in varying degrees. And I've gotten to have the privilege of interviewing a ton of amazing people for this show. Jordan, stumbling on you, however it is I did, I still can't remember who it was that I started tuning into you. But because of you, Jordan, and because I finally, well, you know what? The first thing was I listened was your podcast, and everybody will link up to his podcast. You've got to subscribe. You'll become obsessed. I listened to your podcast interview with a gal. It was an hour long on how you can lose weight when you have hypothyroidism.
Yeah.
That changed my life. and then every day since, you've changed my life, because I tune in and it's like that Moonstruck movie where she goes, snap out of it. You're like that snap out of it guy for everybody, because so many women, and I will use myself as an example, we obsess over the dumbest shit, and you just call it like it is, and you've gotten me out of that. And for the first time in a year and a half, I'm losing weight effortlessly, even though I'm 50 years old. I started menopause a year ago. I have hypothyroidism, insulin resistance, every hormonal imbalance known to man. But because of Jordan Syatt, I'm losing weight. He is a god among men. So Jordan, why don't you do this first? I'm sorry that I'm like, but I can't say enough good things about you. And I'm so excited to chat. Whenever anybody's on the show for the first time, I mean, clearly I've given people an idea. You're this badass trainer. You live in New York. You have exceptional experience. You're impacting thousands of lives every day, probably millions. How did you get into this business, and when was that for you, and why?
Well, so I got into the fitness industry because I started wrestling when I was 8 years old. So I started wrestling when I was eight, and that was actually because my mom suggested it to my brother and I. My older brother was actually getting picked on a lot. And she was like, hey, I want you both to wrestle. And I remember I was eight and I had no idea. I just thought WWE, WWF style wrestling. So I remember just being like, you want me to hit someone with a chair? And she was like, no, you idiot. I just want you to like learn how to defend yourself. And it turned out to be one of the most impactful things in my entire life. I became obsessed with it. Literally all I thought about from basically high school onwards was just wrestling and girls. That's like all I thought about. I made varsity as a freshman in high school, and I had to cut about 10 to 12 pounds every week in order to make weight. So I beat a junior out for the varsity spot. And as a 13, 14 year old kid, I'd been wrestling for a number of years already. My technique was good. My endurance was good. I was a good wrestler, but going up against 16, 17, 18 year olds when I was 14, I didn't have the strength that I needed. So I got really involved I applied for an internship at a gym near me just so I could learn about strength and conditioning, how I could get stronger while I was losing weight. And the first gym, they denied me. They said, no, like our clients don't want a high school kid walking around. And so I was like devastated. I was like, what am I going to do? My mom was like, what do you mean? What are you going to do? Like go apply to another gym. So I applied to another gym and I got it. And it was just all a blessing because the second gym was very science-based, very, very ahead of the times. They weren't like doing a lot of this pseudoscience nonsense. And then they took me under their wing and they really fostered me and they helped me understand how proper strength and conditioning works, like who to look at for high level nutrition information. And I started doing that when I was 14, and I worked at that gym all the way through high school. So by the time I graduated high school, I mean, I had been working at this gym 5 days a week for almost 4 years. And I had a lot of coaching experience under my belt. And then I took a year off between high school and college, and I lived in Israel and volunteered with Holocaust survivors. Then I came back to the States and I went to the school at University of Delaware. I originally went in for exercise science because that's what you were told to do as someone who wanted to be a strength coach. And I very quickly realized, number one, what they were teaching in the exercise science courses is massively outdated. And it's not accurate and it's not helpful. And more importantly, through coaching, I realized you could have the best designed program in the world, the best nutrition plan, the best workout, but if someone's not following it, it means nothing. It's just shit. So I ended up switching from exercise science to behavioral health psychology because I wanted to learn why are people making the decisions they're making. I wanted to learn what's going on behaviorally and emotionally in that people, they know what they want to do. People know they want to work out more. People know they want to eat healthier, but they're struggling to do it. And I wanted to know why. So that's really how I got involved in the psychology aspect and the behavior change aspect and started my website when I was a sophomore in college, just basically keeping track of what I was doing workout wise and nutrition wise, just to try and help people. And slowly and surely that grew over time to when I graduated college, I had an online coaching business. And then I ended up moving back to Israel for a little bit. Then Gary Vaynerchuk's team asked me to come coach Gary. So I moved from Tel Aviv to New York. I coached Gary for 3 years while also building my online. And then just recently I stopped coaching Gary and now I'm just fully doing my online stuff.
This is intense. And some of it, okay, so I have several questions. My first is a simple one, but if you were in Tel Aviv, like how did you get discovered by Gary's team, whether it's Gary or anybody? Like how was it because of your online coaching business that you'd already developed?
Yes, that's exactly it. And it all plays into Gary's thesis, which is probably the best part, in which Gary always says, you never know what piece of content is going to change your life forever. And I started my website on July 11th of 2011. And I was writing at least one article a week, every week for years. And basically in 2012, I wrote this article about how to improve your posture if you work at a desk. And this random guy who lived in Chicago, who was an accountant at the time, he found that article. And it was one of my least popular articles ever. But he was an accountant living in Chicago and he found it and he commented on it, and I always try and reply to as many people as I can. And I replied, I answered his question. And through a crazy chain of events, that same accountant who was living in Chicago, 3 years later, he was living in New York and he became Gary Vaynerchuk's first personal trainer. And his name is Mike Vacanti. He's now one of my best friends ever. And he, when his first contract with Gary was up, Gary said, who's going to be my next coach? And he said, I think I know a guy, because Gary had a lot of neck problems and knee problems and back problems. And he knew, and he had followed me ever since that article. And that's how I became Gary's coach, because when Mike's term was up, Mike recommended me. So then I moved from Tel Aviv to New York to coach Gary. And now Mike and I, we have a bunch of stuff together. We work together we have our own podcast for personal trainers. And you just never know what piece of content is going to change your life or someone else's life forever.
This is so cool. And I mean, just as a side note, what's so funny. So I remember seeing Mike, you know, with Gary online, and I had no idea he was from Chicago. I'm originally from Chicago. I moved from Chicago to Austin, Texas, probably about 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I'm in San Antonio. And what's also funny is, so when I first discovered you, and I listened to your podcast, I don't know why I didn't connect the dots. Like, I didn't realize you were Gary's trainer. I really didn't. And so it's kind of funny how all of this small world is coming together, because I first met Gary. I have to tell two funny things. I first met Gary in 2008, back in the days of Twitter, right? In the infant days of Twitter.
Yeah.
I remember I'm like, that's a man version of me. He swears all the time. He's funny. And I said, I'm going to meet him and I'm going to somehow work with him. And I remember that more than any other celebrity I've ever met in my life, meeting Gary at some realtor convention. And I was the only one that filmed him, and I was able to upload the video. I'm like, I'm so cool. I'm helping Gary. But like, I met him, like I was more nervous to meet him, and because he had made such an impact on my life. He's the whole reason I quit corporate America to found a company called Fitfluential in 2011. And so he's the reason for me being a successful entrepreneur. I give him credit for that all the time. And what I think is so funny is in the early days, so he and I connected when he was doing his first book tour. I hosted his book tour in Chicago in 2009. There's a fitness tie in here. People, wait for it. I'm going to tie it down. And I interviewed him. We did this, like, he always said, oh, this is so cool the way you set this up. It's like The View, because we had like a talk show set up. We had 200, 300 people down at this great DoubleTree Hotel downtown Chicago. All these people bought the book and I interviewed Gary. I've got to find this video footage. But I remember, like, he was not working out back then. He was like the least, and I swear to God, I'm fine if he listens to this episode. He was the least in shape guy. And he was so tired, Jordan. He just did not look healthy. And I remember I worried about him as a friend back then. And so to see what you and why am I going blank? Is it Mike? What's his name? Mike. Okay. What you two have done with him, because I remember then after he'd started working out, I tweeted at him. I'm like, damn, dude, like you are aging backwards. You look good. Like you guys made him look younger 5 years later. And so that's again, a testament to what you do, because health is wealth. I remember he was, you know, not getting a lot of sleep, and you've done such a great job with him, and what a small world, because I remember interviewing him and he was, you know, wearing these long sleeve shirts and baggy, and he doesn't dress that way anymore because he's got to be really proud of how he looks, you know, and that's because of you.
Yeah, no, we're super excited about it. He's come a long way, and he's put in a ton of work. So it's amazing to see.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So let's get back to you and your awesomeness. Some of the things that you mentioned in your background, and this is one of the things that I observe about you, is I love the example. I don't know if you realize what an example you're setting, not only from the fitness information that you put out there, but you are very, you strike me as somebody who is very self-aware, very confident in who you are. You are not trying to be anybody else. You talk about things that mean something to you. I love how even when you're being funny, you know, you put something out like, hey, why I'm not concerned about having six-pack abs. I'm not worried about people looking at me. You know, you put stuff out there that is making an impact on the way people think. And it's in a very positive way. And when I think about how you spent all this time in Israel and you just threw out there, like I was volunteering with Holocaust survivors, like you've got a lot of depth to you. Has that come naturally for you? Is that something that you picked up from your mom? I mean, it sounds like your mom's somebody I should interview on the show too. She sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, actually you should interview my mom. I interviewed her on my podcast once. People loved it.
She come on the show?
Yes, she
would. I'm serious.
You would talk your ear off. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do that offline. You're going to coordinate with me. I'm going to have your mom on the show.
That'd be super funny. It's funny. I think I learned a great deal of that from my mom. I remember, I mean, yet there's so much that my mom has done for me. And I think it goes all the way back to like going to camp, right? When I was very young, we didn't really have a lot of money. But a lot of my friends, they were going to like different sports camps or sleepaway camps or whatever. And we couldn't really afford that. But there was another camp that was basically run out of a technical high school. And I didn't know a single person going there. And I like didn't want to go because I was like, I wanted to go where my friends were going. And I'll never forget. She was like, you don't want to go to a camp that all your friends go to, because then you're not going to meet any new people. You're just going to hang out with them. And it just, that one line for whatever reason really stuck out with me. And it very much changed how I approached a lot in my life in terms of when I went to Israel, I made sure that like, I never was roommates with people that I knew, or when I went to college, I never wanted to room with people that I knew, or when I went to Westside Barbell. So Westside Barbell is literally the strongest gym in the world. It's, you have to be invited to go there. Their weakest guy squats 800 pounds.
Damn. And when I did that last night, though.
When I was a freshman in college, I was invited to train there because I was started to really make a name for myself in the world of powerlifting. And it was in Ohio. It's like a dungeon gym. It's blood and chalk. And my mom, she flew out with me to go there. And my mom's just like short Jewish woman. She's so sweet and kind, but like she's like a very sweet and innocent little Jewish woman. And she walks into this like dungeon of a training facility that literally the strongest people in the world train at. And you know, a lot of them have been to prison, and a lot of them, like, it's crazy. And she let me go. She was like, okay, like you can go and train there for 3 months. And she like let me go to Israel by myself when I was 18 years old and lived there for a year. And like she really just let me do things that was, number one, not only against the grain for me, but against the grain for other parents. Something I didn't even think about, where she told me later on that she got a lot of flack from parents for just letting me take a year off between high school and college and just going away for the year. And she got a lot of flack for that. She got a lot of flack for that stuff from a bunch of parents. And she never let that prevent her from doing what she thought in her heart was right for me. And I think I carry that a lot in my life in terms of I do a lot of things by myself, and I do a lot of things that most people will not do. And I very much greatly attribute to her lessons that she taught me.
That's amazing. And I'm absolutely not messing around. I really want to have your mom on the show. So I will coordinate that with you.
We can coordinate that.
Yeah. Because that's amazing. I mean, when you were talking about how, you know, you couldn't get into this one gym, and she's like, find another gym. I mean, I just love the impact that she had on you. That's amazing. And I love, you know, how much love and appreciation and respect that you have. That's incredible. So very, very cool. All right. So here's what I want to do. I mean, obviously I talked about in the beginning of the show that you have discovering you and starting to tune into all of your outstanding content. It was the biggest wake up call I've had. And for everybody listening, I'm pretty sure you know this. Again, I'm somebody that in my time running Fitfluential, I've been surrounded by some of the biggest names in sports, some of the biggest brands, athletes, trainers, celebrity trainers. Like, I have the geekiest, coolest position as a fitness fanatic, as a fitness consumer, being around some pretty notable names, right? I've interviewed some great people. But I have been so fucked up in my thinking and so obsessive because of my body image and being insecure about how, you know, my body changed with hormones and I'm so impatient, right? That I just am always relentless with myself. So I've always been stuck for years, and I would, you know, kind of make some progress and then I would backslide. And it wasn't until I stumbled on you and you just woke me up with this caloric deficit discussion, that podcast and then caloric deficit. And I remember going, I don't need to look at caloric deficit. Like, I know what I'm eating. I'm eating good food. I'm eating organic food. Everything's organic. It's pasture raised. It's grass-fed butter. I know what I'm eating. Like, I know what I'm eating. And I'm sure you're listening on your end going, pretty much every woman, every guy does the same thing. Like, I know what I'm eating. I've got this. And the thing is, like, I thought before I started applying your groundbreaking principles, I thought that, you know, I'm a workaholic. I don't eat enough. I'm probably not eating enough. And when I took your advice, I watched your YouTube video where you're like, here's how you figure out your caloric deficit. And instead of using my Fitness Pal, because for me, nothing against my Fitness Pal, but like, if I plug numbers into my app, it disappears from my brain. When I write it down on a piece of paper in the kitchen and it's always accessible, I know exactly where I'm at with caloric deficit. For the first time ever, I didn't worry about carbs. I didn't worry about, am I at 75 grams of fat? Oh my God, I'm at 79 grams of fat. And I was only supposed to be at 77 and Blaine, my trainer's going to kill me. Oh my God. Or, oh my God, I'm at only 95 grams of protein. I'm supposed to be at 110. Should I have 15 grams of egg whites to make sure that, but I can't have any more fat. But I'm not supposed to cook with Pam because Pam is bad for you. It's processed foods. Oh my God. Like, I just focused on calories and I got through the holidays, people. I had treats. I had alcohol. I enjoyed myself. I've had problems working out because I've had migraines. That's a whole other topic. And because of him, I'm losing weight and I felt fly as hell wearing my faux Spanx leather leggings. I did a photo shoot. I feel better than I've looked in a year and a half because of this. And my question to you, this is my layup, Jordan. When did you start realizing that this was such a, like, hey, we all need to get back to basics? Like, because this is such a groundbreaking thing, even though it's a principle, right, that's probably been around since the 80s or before, caloric deficit. But why has this been so missing? And when did you start focusing on it?
It's a great question. And there's a lot to discuss. But I'll say it's very common sense, right? It's very, very common sense when you really think about it. And there are a number of ways to think about it. Number one, you could think about it from the perspective of if you have a fat dog and you go to the vet, your vet is not going to prescribe you to special GNC fat burning pills, right? Your vet is not going to say like, all right, so what you're going to want to do is before your dog eats in the morning, you're going to have him do fasted cardio for 45 minutes a hit. Okay. It's like, no, he's going to say, hey, you're feeding your fucking dog too much. Feed it less and take it on more walks. That's it. Like, we know that. And if your vet did say, hey, so I have these special fat burning pills for your dog, you'd probably be like, all right, we need to go to a new fucking vet.
Right.
Like, we all know that. Plain and simple. But when it comes to ourselves, we're very easily duped. And not just because, it's not because we're stupid. A lot of times it's because we're very intrigued by this idea of complexity. This illusion of complexity is something that a lot of marketers will take advantage of, this idea that the more complex the answer is, the more effective it is. And we are very happy and willing to pay for a pill or a powder or a potion or whatever it is that's going to melt the fat off our bones rather than actually, you know, eating fucking less and working out. Mm-hmm. So that's just like, we all know this commonsensically, but oftentimes with all the marketing and stuff that's around us, we forget it or neglect it or whatever it is. I started getting involved in all this when I was in wrestling, when I was cutting weight for wrestling. And when I first started doing it, I just started eating less and exercising a lot more, and I lost a lot of weight. But the more I got involved in fitness, the more I started seeing all these other trends and products that are being sold. And I went through a lot of different phases. I went through like, okay, so it's got to be keto, or people think keto is like this new thing. Keto has been around for a long time. It's just things come around in fads. But I thought keto for a while. And then I thought you had to be eating organic. I thought that carbs were bad. I thought that intermittent fasting was ideal. And I remember when I was a senior in high school going to my freshman year of college, there was a guy in Sweden. His name is Martin Birkin, and he owns this website called leangains.com. And I remember him because at this point in time in the fitness industry, it was like 2009, 2010, Instagram didn't exist. Facebook was still relatively young, and people were just communicating in forums online. They didn't have like any of these social media platforms that people were really communicating on. And this was this guy who had a website with these unbelievable success stories of clients losing unbelievable amounts of fat and getting strong. And he was saying, hey, listen, you don't have to worry about meal frequency. You don't have to worry about how often you eat, or even necessarily the quality of what you're eating necessarily. It's obviously important to focus on that, but that's not what's dictating your fat gain or fat loss. Just focus on your calories and protein. And I remember being like, this guy's out of his mind. And a lot of people were making fun of him. This guy's stupid. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But he was the only person I saw consistently producing unbelievable results with his clients. Mm-hmm. So I had a little over $300 in my bank account, and I completely drained my bank account in order to get coached by him because I wanted to learn like the secret. What is this guy doing? He sent me my calories and he sent me my macronutrients, and he sent me a 3-day-a-week strength training program. He said, do this. And I said, are you out of your mind? This is it. I just paid you $300 and this is all you're sending me. And he was like, do it. Shut the fuck up. Just do it. I was more consistent than I'd ever been in my entire life. And I got shredded. I got absolutely, and I still have the pictures from it. I got absolutely shredded in 90 days. And I remember taking the final pictures, just being like, this is it. It's calorie control and consistency. And people are either being inconsistent and or not tracking their calories properly. And that's it. And if people just understand that and they apply it, then they will succeed far beyond their wildest dreams. It's not sexy. It's not marketable. It's not fancy. It's not fun, but it works. And the thing is, supplements and high intensity interval training, and I have nothing against any of these things if they're done properly and used properly, but none of them will work if you are not first in a calorie deficit and training properly. That's it. Calorie deficit above all else for fat loss. And anyone who says otherwise is trying to sell you something.
God, this is so good. And I'm gonna read you something in a second, because it was after I started listening to you and it was making an impact. Like, I could see a difference for everybody listening. When I literally took his advice, watched the YouTube thing, I figured out, and I still have I think I've saved it on the Kelly O Show Instagram, like my notes where I figured out what my caloric deficit is and how it impacts my week and, you know, how I figured out my macros. And when I started doing it, within 3 days, my man was looking at me like, you've lost weight. I can see it. And so one of the things that, so I love that, and I'm going to put this as your bumper sticker for the show. Calorie control and consistency is the key. I think back now, I'm coming at this from, I'm Kelly Alexa, girl fan, fitness fanatic of, you know, I've bought all the videos and the books, and I've been the fan of everybody who's cool in fitness, right? And I founded a fitness company and a fitness community. And so, but I'm the consumer, right? And I remember, so I've seen a lot of stuff as the consumer, but as somebody who's run a fitness business, and I've seen that somewhere in the last 10 to 20 years, this messaging came out that anything to do with diet, being on a diet, is like, they would say, there's a reason that diet has the word die in it. And so everybody would not want to say cutting calories. I'm going on a diet. I have to diet. I have to watch what I'm eating. And it moved into this phase of just go paleo and you don't have to count calories. Just count your macros, flexible dieting. You don't have to count your calories. Just go organic, cut out all processed foods, and you don't have to count your calories. You can eat all the fruits. I mean, I know you've heard this. You can eat all the fruits and vegetables you want. Don't have to count them. They're free foods. Weight Watchers, 0 point foods. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, there's so much stuff that's out there that's basically, I think it's coddling people who are like, I got to lose weight, but I got to eat a lot. And so they go, okay, you don't have to count calories. You don't have to cut anything back. You don't have to diet. Just go keto and then you can quote unquote eat all the cheeseburgers you want. Just don't eat the bun. Just go paleo and you can have guacamole and cheeseburgers. Just don't eat the bun. Or go Weight Watchers and you can have all these 0 points foods.
Hey everybody, this marks the end of part one of this two-part interview with Jordan Syatt. Make sure you tune into part two.